We're now joined by head coach Melissa Hill of the Mercer Lady Cardinals softball team. Haven't been quite as busy as you would expect here over the past week. They did play two games last week, as we talked last with coach last Monday. Tuesday interview this week due to the Labor Day holiday yesterday. Lost at Princeton on Monday. I believe they came back with a victory against Winston then the next day. Did you not, coach?
We did. We came back. We had kind of a tough little loss there against Princeton on Monday, and then we had a win 9-3 over Winston on Tuesday.
As we always talk about, there's especially the difference between Princeton and Winston. There's a little bit of a different level of competition, but I'm sure you look at it from your perspective too, and say that you would like to see more of kind of an even level of play, no matter who you're playing.
Correct. I definitely would say. I mean, definitely two very different teams. I think had the Mercer team on Tuesday, if they had shown up to the Princeton game on Monday, who's to say how the outcome would have turned out? I mean, it may have turned out the same, but it would have definitely been a much, much different game. Aubrey Wilson pitched an amazing game on Tuesday. She had 14 strikeouts and only two walks. Whereas at Princeton, she gave away only six hits, and it was a 15-0 game, but she gave away six hits, and she also gave away 10 walks and two hit-by-pitch. So she had a rough night that Monday.
It almost, you know, it comes to the point of, we know that your girls know the Princeton girls very, very well, and
yeah.
The Princeton record doesn't show it because they've had a lot of one-run losses, but they've been very competitive against some pretty good teams this year.
They have. They've done a great job, and they've been holding their own, and they've definitely had an opportunity to see some good competition.
When you have a game like that where, you know, perhaps the girls are a tad intimidated, they're playing a bigger school, girls they know, and how do you handle that with the girls, or what's the message that you get across to them to, you know, to not worry about things like that and just go out there and play your best no matter who you're playing?
I think you said it well, is that we do our best to try and share with the girls and let them know that, you know, no matter who you're playing and on any day and on any game, you know, you show up and you play your game. You don't worry about any other team and you don't worry about their record. You don't worry about your record. You show up, you eliminate errors, you put the bat to the ball, you want to hit, and you just show them what you can do. Those kind of moments are definitely easier to come by with more games and more experience. So when you're coming into a game like Princeton, when you're already a little mentally intimidated and you've only played at that point three games, when they've had several mm-hmm. games, the confidence level is definitely a little different.
That's a huge factor, too, because your team doesn't have quite the experience at Mercer that Princeton does either. So there's still very much a feeling when you play that game on Monday where you're still trying to get your feet wet a little bit.
Correct. We're still trying to get in games and trying to gain more experience, not just only to have more games to play, but also, you know, you have 12 girls and six have thrown a ball before, so that makes a huge, huge difference.
So I was given the information last week that East Harrison, and I know they've been very, very close to that line of not being able to field enough for a team, and it sounds like they're not going to be able to have a team this year, which is unfortunate for them. You were supposed to go to Canesville on Thursday, but instead you get to go to Tri-County. Will that be a conference game then, Coach, or is that just a makeup game?
That will just be a makeup game to fill that spot. So we were actually supposed to play East Harrison here at home, and unfortunately, you know, they're not able to fill a team. So we were lucky enough, and Tri-County was gracious enough to allow us to get in another game, but it will be a non-conference game.
So, and that was my bad. I just didn't see the at next to that one.
Oh, no,
so,
that's fine.
Okay. Is the game at Tri-County then on Thursday, or is that home?
Yes, we will be going to Tri-County. They have a junior high game that evening, so we will be playing a little later than normal, but we're going to stick around, and they're going to hang out, and we're going to play after their junior high game.
So it is, at this point of the year, it's very, very rare to have 9 days between games. Not ideal. How have you tried to make all that practice time be beneficial instead of maybe getting the girls a little bit flat as they go into Thursday, Coach?
It is definitely not ideal. It's rough sometimes because then again, you're not only showing up to practices and coaching those fundamentals and drilling and repeating, but you are spending a lot of time coaching that mental game as well, because they are at a point where they just want to play. Like, they are ready to play and they're wanting to see and reap the rewards of what they're doing and their hard work in practice. So the lack of games and sometimes allows for some opportunities in practices to coach that mental game as well, where you're having to keep their brains focused and remind them that, you know, a game is coming. We're getting there.
And there's going to be games coming Saturday. The HTC tournament is over in Bethany. There's six teams. You have a 2 seed. You're going to play Gilman City and Tri-County in pool play. So, yeah. And the weather forecast looks great. I don't think there's any rain at all for Saturday. So, you know, as you said, the games are coming. And looking at it from your perspective, I'm sure you agree with me on this, this coach. You know, if anybody beats North Harrison Saturday, it's going to be a huge upset. But you would like the chance to play them, and that would be the goal, to have them on the opposite sideline at some point on Saturday.
I would. We are, you know, the girls are ready. So we see Tri-County at 10:30, and we see Gilman City at noon. So we are hoping to be around for the long haul that day for the 3 o'clock championship game, and hopefully get another shot at North Harrison.
When you look at your team right now, is it just about, because you've had games where you look pretty good, then you've had games where you struggle a little bit, is it just about finding that consistency here as you move into the middle of September?
It is. It's just about, you know, getting in more games and getting in more more playing time and just building that confidence and allowing the girls some more game situations where they can realize how to eliminate those errors and gain more confidence in the batter's box.
Was it a good thing for this team to have that game, you know, as you know, badly as things went against Princeton, just not a real fun night for the girls wearing red? They were able to, you know, maybe get rid of that quickly because you had a game the very next night. Was that really helpful for the group?
That was super helpful. It was. It was nice to walk away from a loss and, you know, let it go and say, you know, it is what it is, and you can't take that moment, those moments back, but you can learn from it, and this is a new game, and we just do everything we can to reduce errors and put the bat to the ball and show them what you know how to do.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I always go back to, too. If you have just a night that's not all that fun, if you lose 15-0 or you lose 2-1, it still counts as just one loss.
Correct. Yeah. And And when we say those things, that's just what we are continually trying to tell the girls and just drill and repeat over their heads. So it's just, again, those little things that when you tell them, working on those mental coaching moments as well.
Is it kind of in layman's terms where, especially with a young team, a loss is not the end of the world and a win doesn't mean that you're the best thing going either? It's keeping that even keel?
Correct.
It's head coach Melissa Hill of the Mercer Lady Cardinals. They will be at Jamesport on Thursday to take on the Tri-County Mustangs. Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck this week.
Thank you.